Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Everything turn. There is a season turn.
Spurge brings us back with a song about Ecclesiastes, part of the Wisdom Literature in the Bible. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Rob Grady. Robert is the name on the book, Five Kick-Ass Strategies for Every Business. Every business needs. You can find that wherever books are sold. I encourage you to check it out. It's very much apropos for our conversation today. Rob, thanks again for being here. I need a website. You got one?
Sure, robertgrady.com. Grady is G-R-E-D-E.
All right, so check that out, folks. Hey, Rob, we were talking in the previous segment about the imperative power, the continuing power of branding, the imperative of it as a market, as a business discipline, as a behavior, as a way of life, a thinking. You know, branding isn't a means to an end, it's a way of life, isn't it? You have to be doing it all the time. And every time you just give somebody your business card, that's a branding, it's a form of branding. Every time you tell somebody the name of your company, that's a form of branding. What else do we need to know about when you talk to the mentors? When you mentor, I should say, the young people that you're doing, that you're helping right now, who are in college and high school. What are you telling them? This foundational.
They need to understand that people are going to be hiring them based upon their credibility, because they're basically selling a service. These are students who are selling the service of their own skills. And when you're selling a service, you're basically selling a piece of paper and a promise. Here's what I can do for you, and I promise to do it if you pay me money. Well, in order to do that, you have to be able to convince that prospect that you're going to be able to deliver. So you have to develop credibility in advance. I'm going to give you four ways to do that, same four things that I give the students. Actually, I'll give you a bonus. I'll give you a fifth one. The first one I always tell them is take on any extra projects you can. Join a charity. Get on their board if you can and work on their newsletter or work do their books for them or do something that shows off your skills.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what am I working on now and what more could I be doing, and then offer your services if you need to. It's kind of like sampling. Mm-hmm. We always like to try a little taste of something before we decide to make the purchase. Well, what you're doing then is you join a Rotary or you join some charitable, your church organization, and you have an opportunity to showcase your skills in front of a bunch of other people who are offering their services for free as well. So these are good people who are doing things for these charitable organizations, and you're going to showcase your skills in front of them. What a great way to show off what you can do. They're going to then recommend
you for their own businesses. You're also demonstrating your values,
you're displaying
which is
your
an
value.
Important part of branding, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Another thing I tell them, the second thing I tell them is teach a class. How can you share your expertise and your experience, and who could benefit from it? It doesn't even have to be business-related. If you know how to knit or something, you may want to show off your skills at knitting or how to play chess better or how to play the violin, whatever it is. Share your expertise. People will learn about your skills in teaching and your patience and your time development.
And your leadership.
All those kinds of good things. And your leadership skills, and bingo, you're going to start establishing that credibility of your brand. Third thing I say is anybody can write a column or an opinion piece. You think about who your audience and what you want to say that's unique. You write an op-ed piece to your local newspaper or your company newsletter or whatever it is. Make sure you put the who, what, where, why, when in the first paragraph or two, and you're off and running. It's a great way to then spread the word about your knowledge and experience in an area that you know. It gives you credibility, tremendous credibility. You walk into a prospect then, and you've got a portfolio full of these op-ed pieces or columns that you've written, then you say, oh, you know what? I wrote a column about that a couple of weeks ago. Here, let me give you a copy. Let me share this with you. Bingo, you've got immediate credibility. Somebody published your piece in their newsletter or in the newspaper or the journal, the industry journal or whatever it is.
Yep.
Those immediately give you credibility. You're on somebody's blog. Somebody thought enough of your writing skills and your opinion to publish it. So that's
all right.
Credibility builder. And the fourth one and the most important one, I think, and I'm sure you'll agree, is give a speech. I know awful lot of people say, oh, I hate getting up in front of an audience. I'm no good at it. It doesn't matter. Something that you know better than
anyone
else.
Talk about what you know. Talk about whatever you're an expert at.
Anything that you are an expert at. Something that you know better than somebody else. And it may mean that you studied it the night before. That's okay. You know it at that particular time. You know it better than everybody else. So you've got the confidence.
And you got a bonus for
us? And
then
you simply just create interest. I'm sorry?
You got a bonus?
I do have a bonus. Everybody should have his own website. Develop your own website, and I'm talking about your name. In your case, you've got the
And not just a Facebook page, right? Not just a Facebook page.
No.
Yeah.
Your website.
Your website.
Don't let
somebody
else steal your name.
That's right. Go get your URL right now.
I've got robertgrady.com.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
RobGrady.com, G-R-E-D-E.com. Hey, Rob, good job today. Will you come back?
I'll always come back, Jim.
We love having you on the show. Rob Grady, folks. We always get smarter when Rob joins us. I got to go for this hour. No, I got more to do. Don't go away. I promise. I'll be right back.
Oh, Lord, I'm stuck in old diet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.